Hallelujah. Let's read together. Psalm 31. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness.
Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, strong fortress to save me.
Hallelujah. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me.
Free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge.
Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth.
My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies, from those who pursue me.
Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Psalm 31. Hallelujah. Boy, that's perfect. That's perfect. We need to pray for our brothers and sisters who we know need to be here. Not because we need people in our church, but because they need to be here to be stronger. Amen? We need to keep that prayer alive. Hallelujah. There's a lot going on in the world. There's a lot of bad things going on in the world. You see it. You can't miss it. Whatever channel you turn on, whatever news you turn on, and you hear so many different opinions and so many different people speaking from different sides of the world. Amen? You see it in politics. We see it in our government. Amen? What we need to pray for. And you know the government I saw on TV may be coming against some churches because we speak the truth. Amen? We must always remember from this spot we have a responsibility not to talk politics but to speak the truth. Amen? And I know, here I'm confessing that I have spoken my opinion many times from this pulpit. I pray each week that I do less of that and speak about God. Amen. But I can tell you one thing. Anybody down there that's serving our country, you hear what I'm saying? Those people are supposed to be serving our country. We're not supposed to be serving them. Amen. The way we want to pray for is that they get more of God in their hearts and in their minds. Amen. That's what we pray for. I don't care what letter they have after their name because that's a division. Amen. It's just like denominations and religion. We believe in Jesus, but somehow we're different than the Methodists. Amen? Or we're different than the Catholics. How can that be? We believe in Jesus. How many Jesuses are there? One. Hallelujah. Well, we got one country, one nation. Under who? We need to pray that they hear from God. Amen? And for those people that don't like it, well, you know what? Here's the good part about those people that don't like it. They're going to get blessed too. Amen? Because when God blesses this country like he has all these years, everybody else enjoys those blessings. Amen? Something on TV this week, a restaurant gave somebody 15% discount. Did you hear about that? They prayed in public. One atheist said, well, sir, I'll pray in public if it gets me 15%. And we laughed at that. But then somebody said they were offended. I said, how can you be offended? These people, listen to me, these people that prayed in public, they did something. Amen? These other people who were offended, they do nothing. They do nothing and want to be blessed. Amen? They do nothing but are offended because somebody does something and gets blessed. Amen? I'm telling you, y'all know we go out together and eat. We always pray before a meal. Amen? We don't make a show of it openly, do we, Art? We're all, praise God, hallelujah. No, but we hold hands and we pray. And I was so happy to hear a restaurant say, you know what? We like that. We're going to give you 15% off. And if somebody's offended at that, I simply say, then you do something. Because you're offended because you did nothing. Amen? But we're serving this God. We're not serving people. Amen? So when we preach in this church, we're talking about God. And when we're testimonies now and we're praying for prayers for this world, it's simply that they hear more from God of the Bible. Amen? That's our prayer. Nobody can get mad at that. Amen? That's what we want to be stronger. We all want to see miracles. We all want to be blessed. Amen? You tell those people that don't believe, well, that's okay that you don't believe. I can't force you. But let me tell you, when God answers, you're going to receive. They can't give it back. Amen? If we're asking God to bless this country and they get a blessing from it, they can't give it back. They might not give him credit, but we know the truth. Amen? That's what we pray for. We pray for this town. We can pray for all the things that are going on. There's tragedies and such terrible things going on in the world. We just need God to have his hand involved in it. Amen? And when you all leave here stronger, something else has changed. Your family gets changed. Your friends get changed. And that's how how the world gets changed again. Amen? There's nothing in this book about revivals. How many know that? Yeah, revival. We need to start the revival. God, start the revival. God said, I already started it. It's your turn. God said, I already gave you the word. I already gave you my son. It's your turn to start the revival. Amen? You're waiting for me. I already did my part. You got to start getting excited about Jesus. Amen? That's the testimony. Let's pray together. Lord, we know, Lord, the tragedies. Lord, we know what's going on in Israel. Lord, we know the pain of the Palestinians, those people trapped, Lord. There's no hope, no dreams. We know what that's like, Lord. Lord, we need you to open the heavens, Lord, and pour out your grace and your mercy and your love. Let people be touched with love. Love changes everything. Peace changes everything, Lord. We don't know how to fix it, but you do, Lord. So we're giving it to you. Lord, we just need you. We just need you more in our lives. We see all those things on TV and we get depressed or we get sad or we get scared. And then we realize we got our own house to take care of. We've got the bills to pay. We got the love in the house. Maybe there's friction in the house. Maybe with our children. Maybe our grandchildren. Maybe with our friends. Lord, we can fix that. Let us look to that. Let us fix our house and get everything right. And that'll start to expand to the neighborhood and into the town and into the state. If we focus on you, Lord, with all these troubles, if we just focus on the big things and we can't fix, Lord, nothing gets fixed. And at home, it's a mess. So, Lord, we just need more of you. Any man from any country can walk in here right now and they just simply would hear us say, we just need more of you, Lord. More of you. That's what we need. We need to hear more from the God of the Bible. That's what we need. For our country, for our friends, for our family. That's the blessing that will win the victory. That's the victory that we search for. Lord, we just thank you that we can pray to you, Lord, and then go home and do the little chores that we can do at our hands, Lord, while you take care of these things that are too big for us. And the more we realize that, the more we trust in you, the more peace and comfort we have. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you give us that peace and comfort. It doesn't come from the world, it comes from you. In Jesus' beautiful, precious name I pray. Amen. I'm excited today. I can't give that one. And Dave's not even. Dave's going to say, you're going to have to say something else. We got past that. By the way, where's Dave? Brothers and sisters of this church, I want you to know that Mr. Wilkerson's at an archery tournament. Shooting. Lord, if we got any power, that shot he's making right now, the arrow goes just to the left. And if he doesn't understand why, we'll tell him next Sunday. Amen? Does that mean, Chuck, that... Is that too mean? I mean... Now we hope he has a great time. Hallelujah. How's everybody this morning? Hallelujah. Ready to hear some God's word? Praise the Lord. Frank is here. Frank taught me this. Frank, this first part I'm reading is from Matthew. Matthew 8:5. Stay with me. I'm going to read a little bit. Now when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him. You all know what a centurion is, but it's a Roman soldier who's in charge of 100 people. A century. 100. A centurion is a Roman soldier and he's in charge of 100 people. That's what it is. That's simple as what he is. A centurion came to him pleading with him saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, dreadfully tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. Wow. Jesus heard that, said, I will. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Oh man, for I also am a man under authority. He's saying, Lord, I understand you. I do. I don't know who you are. I'm a Roman. I don't know. I see. I understand. He said, I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this one, go, and he goes, and another one, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard that, he marveled and said to those who follow, listen, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. You hear that, folks? Not even in Israel. And I say to you that many will come from the east and west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the sons of the kingdom will be cast out into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And that servant was healed that same hour. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying the sons of Abraham, they don't believe. They're the ones that are going to suffer, amen? He's just explaining to them that, you know, the folks sat with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and they're sitting in the kingdom of heaven with them, amen? And Jesus is saying, but the sons of the kingdom, Abraham's sons and those in Israel that don't follow God, amen, they're not going to make it, amen? Isn't that awesome? Okay, I'm going to go to the book of Mark. Frank, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mark 5, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Mark 5, 21. 25, I'll start with. Sorry about that. I just want to make sure Frank brings his Bible to church. Woo, what a concept. Right? Ooh, that was bad. Sorry, Lord. That was a shot. I didn't mean it. 5:25. Listen. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She went to many doctors. Amen? We believe in doctors in this church. Amen? We believe in medicine. Amen? But she went to many and suffered. She had spent all that she had and was no better. Rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, who'd she hear about? She just heard about him. She came and behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body that she was healed of affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging around you, and you say, who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Amen? She just said, she saw him. She wasn't from the synagogue, amen. She was a woman who had suffered for years with a problem, amen. Went to all the doctors, nothing could heal. But she saw Jesus and she said, I don't even have to talk to him. If I could just touch his garment, I will be made. And he said to her, your faith has made you well, amen. This woman, what did she do? She believed, amen. And she did action. Are you with me? Okay, Frank. Luke 23. All right, brothers and sisters, now stay with me. Then the whole multitude of them arose and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse Jesus, saying, we found this fellow perverting thy nation and forbidding to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ the King. Then Pilate asked him, saying, are you the King of the Jews? He answered and said, it is as you say. So Pilate said to the chief priest, who did he say it to? The chief priest. I want you to know who we're talking about. He said, I find no fault in this man. But they were the more fierce. They got even worse. They got even angry. He said, he stirs up the people. Listen to what he does. Teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place. The high priests were mad because Jesus was doing what?
Teaching
what? The Bible. Amen? Now when Pilate heard of Galilee, he asked if the man were a Galilean. And as soon as he knew that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod. Herod was a Jew, by the way, who was also in Jerusalem at the time. He's going to send him to a higher court. Now when Herod saw Jesus, listen to this. Now he knows. Herod saw Jesus. Listen, he was exceedingly glad. For he had desired for a long time to see Jesus because he heard many things about him. Amen? He heard many things. Maybe he heard from the centurion. I don't know. Maybe the woman. Maybe. I don't know. But he said he heard about him. And listen to what he hoped. He hoped to see some miracle done by him. Then he questioned him with many words, and he re-answered him nothing. Jesus answered him nothing. Oh, Herod answered many words. And the chief priests and the scribes, who stood there? And the scribes stood. The scribes are, by the way, the ones that copied the Bible page by page, so that they had copies back then. They couldn't miss one dot, one comma. They knew the word probably better than anybody. The chief priests and the scribes stood and vehemently accused him. And then Herod, with his men of war, treated him with contempt and mocked him, arrayed him in a gorgeous robe, and sent him back to Pilate. That day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for previously they had been an enemy with each other. They didn't like each other. Chief priests, scribes, the king. How many here today believe in miracles? You believe in miracles? How many believe in healing? That you can get healed by God, amen? That God may be already starting a healing. Maybe there's things that you have to do. Maybe some things you can do to help yourself that God will lead you to do, amen? How many believe in blessings? How many of you believe that God blesses people? You believe it. Hallelujah. And forgiveness? You all believe that God forgives us? You believe that. And that any of you all believe that you've been forgiven of your past sins? I believe it. And have you forgiven? Now, this is a big one. Have you forgiven yourself of your past sins? Amen? That's important. A lot of people carry a lot of guilt. I know some people who have been going to church for years, but because they got divorced back in 1922, they said, well, God's never going to forgive that. I got to live the rest of my life. And God said, no, I took care of that. It's done. Go have fun. No. You, just because you say so, I don't believe it. Because they don't tell me that in my church. I got to pay money to be free. Okay, believe what you want, but God sets you free. Amen? Can I get an amen? Let me read what he said. Herod, what he said. I'm going to read this again. He heard about many things about Jesus, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. Jesus. He wanted to see a card trick. He wanted him to play it. I want to see something. Do it. Yeah, make the lightning come out of the sky. Jesus said, you wouldn't, he told me he wouldn't believe it if I did it anyway. But he had the Son of God standing in front of him. Amen? Are you with me? The Son of God standing in front of him, and he wanted to see a card trick. Oh, maybe he'll do something. But he wanted Jesus to entertain him. You understand what I'm saying? They got, this woman said, if I just touch his garment, I'm going to be healed. Amen? She went, and he had this other, the centurion soldier saying, I have a servant who needs, and if you just say the word, amen? But this man, this high priest, the high priest were with him. What did they want to see? A card trick. Amen? This is what people miss. These were religious men. Amen? Let me make a confession to you again, another confession. These guys in the Bible, these scribes and these high priests and these people and these Pharisees, they could pronounce words in the Bible that I mess up. They could say every word, every town. Amen? They could say it correctly, Linda. I can't. They could tell you every city, every name, every country, and they could say it perfectly, Chuck. But I can't. I can't. But they could. Hallelujah. They say it perfectly. Yet here I stand, and I can't do that for you. But let me tell you what. Jesus was standing right next to him, and they couldn't see him. Amen? Hallelujah. They didn't know Jesus. They know the Word of God. And you got to start to ask yourself, they wanted to see a card trick. These men who called themselves servants of the people, men of God, had the Son of God right there. They never once, listen to me now, they never one time asked him, touch my life. Could you heal my body? Could you give me the mercy, Lord? Can you forgive me for what I've done? Can you come to me, Lord? Can you help me? They wanted a card trick. Herod wanted to be entertained. The Son of God, ready to give him everything that he ever thought he wanted. Amen? And all he cared about was a card trick. They never stopped once to ask him to touch their lives, heal their hearts. And you start to think, why? How could that be? Well, one thing it could be is because if they confessed to him that they needed his help, all of a sudden, who's higher and who's lower? All of a sudden, they had to relinquish their power. All of a sudden, they weren't somebody's anymore because this man, Jesus, could heal their heart. Amen? They would have to admit that they were no longer the authority in the house. Amen? They would have to give up their high place in front of everybody. It's a hard thing to do when you're in power. Amen? You imagine these people now. You imagine these people. They loved every title. They loved wearing the robes and all the color. Amen? They loved walking around. Oh, look at that. That's a high priest. That's a fellow. Look. And he's got the gold on and he's got the hat on. Amen? And everybody praises him. And when they walk in the door, oh, come sit here. You need to sit here. Amen? They love that. And if they said that Jesus was above them, guess what? They lose it all. Amen? Are you with me? They, like me, like us, they were called to serve God. Amen? They were called to serve man. They were called to serve you, Miss Pat. But what was happening in the world? They were being served. Kind of sounds like what we see in other places in the world. Amen? People who choose their life, I want to go and serve my people. I'm going to go serve my state. And then they get somewhere, and 20 years later, who's serving who? Who's got the pay? Who's got the benefits? Who's got all the things in life that we pay for? Amen? All of a sudden, the servant becomes a servant. We're serving them. Amen? Hallelujah. If can you imagine the difference in the world today if Pilate had said, I've heard about your miracles. Come in my house and sit and talk to me. And just grab his hand and say, Jesus, I don't really believe you. I don't believe in you right now. Show me your mercy. Tell me about your love. Tell me about how it could be different in my life. How I could treat my wife different. How I can have wisdom to treat these people. How I could have you in my life. Amen? No. They wanted a card trick. These people who called themselves holy. Amen? Jesus was right there, this close. Everlasting life. Amen? Eternity right there in front of them. Not one of them asked them to be blessed. Not one of them. Now, you got people in the world who call themselves atheists. Amen? I don't know why they're atheists. It's not my job to know why. Maybe they got mad at God one time when they were 16. They didn't get what they wanted. Maybe somebody didn't get the husband he wanted. Maybe something happened. They didn't get the job. Man, they said, God let them down somehow. Amen? Maybe they lost a parent at a young age and they blamed God for it. So now they call themselves atheists. Amen? I don't really worry. All I'm just saying to these people is, before you start mocking him, before you start mocking my God, before you start mocking Jesus and telling me all these things, hateful things, have you ever sat down and asked him to come into your heart, come into your life, to help you? Have you ever asked him for the grace and the mercy, amen? Have you ever asked him to show you something in your life that he could help you with and give it to him and let him do that for you? I guess the answer would be no, amen? Just like these people. You know, we read that story about Herod. You see it on the movies when they show the movies at Christmas time, that he's standing there in front of Pilate and everybody's screaming, crucify him, crucify him. All these leaders who knew the word of God, amen, that were supposed to be so smart. I get tired of hearing about people being so smart. People with big names in front of them, and you got to call them. I love it when you call me pastor because it makes my heart know that I'm working for God, amen. But when you call me reverend or pastor, to me it goes right to my spirit saying, I got a responsibility to be that for you. I got a responsibility to lift you up. But my title is between me and it's God. Amen. I don't need a big title. I don't need to wear off until you look up at me like I'm special. Amen. Don't do it. I am not special. Amen? I love God. I chose to serve Him, and I love Him, and I want you to have that spirit that I have. Amen? I fail every day. You betcha. If I told you that I didn't fail every day, guess what I'd be? A liar. And not because you know that I, but because the Word says, if I go without sin, if I say I have no sin, I'm a liar. Amen? So from that moving on, there's no use listening to anything anyway. If I told you I was perfect. These people, Herod, Pilate, the high priest, the scribes, they had a choice. They saw Him. They walked with Him. What did Herod say? I heard about you. I heard about you. Oh, I want him. Show me a card trick. I'm going to prove me to you. One word away from everything. Here's the thing. If they turned their life to God, guess what Jesus would do? Here's the thing. You could be like Saul. Anybody remember this guy in the Bible? His name was Saul. And he crucified Christians. His job was to go out and kill Christians. And Jesus met him in Damascus and said, why are you doing this to me? And all of a sudden, this guy Saul changes his name to Paul and writes half the New Testament. Amen? Because God, what did God do? Lifted him up. If these Pharisees and these high priests turned their heart to Jesus, what would have God done? He would have lifted them up. Did they do it? No. They were one word away from eternal life. One word away from victory. But they chose death. Amen? They chose death. Now somebody said, well, Larry, if somebody's really good but they don't love God, will they still go to heaven? I said, that's not my job. Not my job. That means I'm a judge. I'm not judging anybody. But I can tell you, there's not a lot of people in hell for sinning. They're not in hell for sinning. They're in hell for unbelief. Amen? No faith. What did He say to the guy on the cross next to Him? Lord, take me with you. And He said, today you'll be with me in paradise. Amen? You see people in jails. Now, when you do a crime, you have the punishment that goes along with it. The Bible says that. But you're in jail, and you do the most awful thing you can think about, and you get on your knees and say, Lord, I'm sorry in my heart that I did that. God said, I forgive you. You still have this punishment to do here. But when you get to heaven, I will have a place for you. Amen. I'm going to say, I even think that Judas Iscariot has a place in heaven. Y'all with me? You all think about that? What did he do? He sold Jesus out. He walked with him. Amen. He walked, but he sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. But after he realized what he'd done, what happened to him? He hung himself. He suffered. He suffered for what? He tried to give the money back because his heart, he knew that he had done wrong. Amen. I'm telling you, I know that Jesus saw that pain in his heart. Hallelujah. And you get to heaven someday and you meet him. Don't be surprised. He said, look, I did some awful things, but I knew in my heart while I still had the chance to say, Lord, forgive me. Now, brothers and sisters, do not be afraid to reach for all God has for you. Do not let man tell you, or some religion tell you, that God is no longer in the miracle business. Amen? Or that you have to pay a price to receive a blessing. Amen? Or you have to do something special outside of what the Bible tells you to receive the blessing. This is what you say. You say, God, help me. Every day, say, God, help me. God, show me. God, lead me. Say, I will try. Just every day, say, Lord, you help. You wake up not with the problems of your life in front of you, but you wake up with God sitting in that chair saying, good morning. What was that that you saw? That's one of the nicest. Can you remember what you saw about the woman on the t-shirt?
Yeah.
It said
it.
You had the microphone?
I get up, put my feet on the floor, put my cowboy boots on, and the devil says, oh no, she's awake.
Hallelujah. She's awake. Listen, it could be God wants to heal you. Amen. Just say that with me. God wants to heal me. Maybe He's already helping you. I got to tell you something. Now, for 2 weeks, and Marshall helped me, 2 weeks I've been talking about drinking more water. I'm just telling you, you're laughing, I know, Arthur. I'm telling you, there's a reason. Now, my wife and I went shopping at Walmart's this week, and she's getting her cosmetic, you know, the thing. And I go with her. I'm sorry, I like to go in. Sometimes I make her nervous because she thinks, but I'm looking at all the cosmetics and all the colors, and there's this thing up on top, $29.95. It's a little bottle of something, some cream, and it's supposed to make your skin better. on the little bottle, Pat, and it's $29.95. And I said to myself, and you're going to just, I said, what's in this? Picked it up, turned it around, and I read the ingredients. Now, they always say that the first ingredient is the dominant ingredient, is it not? Am I right with that? What was the first ingredient? Thank you very much. Water was the first ingredient. God help me, my legs hurt, my back hurts. He's saying, I got it right there. And then you all laugh. He's saying, drink more water. Get it in you. Yeah, when you're full, drink some. Guess what? You're not going to gain any weight. Amen? Have some good food. He said, see those trees? See the blessings I've given you? Those peaches, those cherries. Go for it. Have some of that. You know, you can still have a piece of pizza, folks. But God is saying, I'm trying to help you. You got cheese and you got milk and you got the cows with the milk. Drink a little. I mean, you all know something. Well, I'm what is that, lactate intolerant? Well, fine. Then find something else because there's a lot to drink. Amen? But what you put in your body can begin the healing for your body. Amen? You're saying, boy, my knees are killed, my back, my arthritis. And God's saying, yeah, I know you got it because you got to stop doing that and start doing that. Amen? Sometimes you got to lose a little weight. Our daughter, I wrote her a whole thing this week on a salad, a super salad that we make, and includes so many different things, and it includes cheese and chickpeas and olives in there. And she said, well, I don't like salads, Mom, because I'm hungry after I eat. And I said, not this one, you won't be. I said, because we add the chickpeas for a little more oomph, and we add some cheese in there for a little more oomph, and the olives are in there. And then I say, get yourself some fried chicken and cut it up in some pieces and put it in that salad. It ain't going to hurt you, amen? It'll give you more oomph, amen? And then I said, don't worry about the salad dressing because that just get the kind you like so you'll eat it. Amen? I said, but I guarantee her and I guarantee you that because I've done it. You eat that every day for 10 days this, and you feel better. You look better and you drink water with it. Hallelujah. $30 for a little container of skin cream that make your skin feel better, and the first thing in it is water. I said to her, I'm using that on Sunday. Thank you, Lord. All right, I'm just saying this one more time. God may be already trying to help you. It's what you, how much you want. You all believe in miracles? You believe in blessings? You said so. Yesterday's anxiety can be today's joy because you found a new way. Amen? You're filling your mind with new dreams. Amen? New goals. When you got new dreams and new goals, what happens? You focus on those. Amen? Mr. Chuck, if you don't start with that little thing that you talked to me about with the things that you make and create and stuff, I want to get mad at you because God's given you a blessing and a tool to have some fun, create things, and also, guess what? Prosper. And y'all know God wants you to prosper? Hallelujah. My God does. You're filling your mind with new dreams. And as you're going along, as he's trying to help you, you also start to help others while you wait. How many know that? You're helping other people, will you? You know, you've held on to old habits and old problems, and you work so hard with no reward. You can think of all these things that you've held on to that have not prospered you one thing. All the anxiety you had from something happened 10 years ago that you're carrying today, and God said, why are you doing that? I said, I removed it way back there, but you chose to put it back in your little red wagon and pull it along with you. He said, why? Has it helped you at all? Because if it hasn't helped you, have some water. You'll feel better. You held on to that with no reward. You're still following God. You said, you didn't fail God. Amen? You didn't fail. We don't fail God, but he's trying to tell us every day that this world is made for you. I created this earth. I created the dirt. I created the trees. I created the water. I created the water for you to drink, the fruit for you to eat, the vegetables for you to enjoy, and a steak once in a while for you to enjoy. Amen? It's in the Bible. It's for you to enjoy, but he's saying, I'm trying to help you. And I'm telling you, talk to your doctor. If you go to the doctor, talk to him. I'll tell you who to talk to. Talk to your pharmacist. I'm not a doctor, but I learned that pharmacists know a whole lot more about the medicine that you're putting in your body. Miss Pat, am I wrong? Hallelujah. You know, we called you, and I'm not going to get, I don't want to get personal, but we called, my wife said, because it was a week before, we heard about that. Somebody else, and she said, I'm going to tell Miss Pat that. And before she could tell you, you told her what your doctor told you. How do you feel today?
Great.
Praise the Lord. You can talk to her about that. You just leave here today saying, no more, no longer, not today. It's God. I'm going to do more for you, Lord. And listen, if all he's asking you is to enjoy some of the blessings that he's already given to you, guess what? It doesn't cost that much. Guess what? There's no side effects. All the side effects are going to be good. Amen? All your blessings are going to be good. You're going to feel better. And guess what you're going to do? You're going to tell your friends. Praise the Lord. You're going to tell your family. And God is alive. And he lives inside of you. Ask him to show you. Ask him. Accept his grace. Don't be like Pilate. Don't be like Herod. Don't be like these high priests and these scribes and these Pharisees. Amen. When Jesus stood right there, just because he could say big words that I can't say, these people could say all those words, but they didn't know him. So I'll take him and give you back the words. Amen.
Yes.
Today is your day. Give him praise. This is a great time to thank him and great time to call on him. You know, God doesn't get upset when you remind him of your prayers. How many times you say, please, God, don't tarry, don't wait. People say, well, you only pray once. Sometimes it's how you pray. You know, you've called on God and you know that he's going to do what you've asked him to do. But sometimes we get impatient and we kind of want to remind God. That's not like asking the second time. That's not like the devil saying, oh, you didn't believe the first time, so you asked the second time. No, God knows your spirit, amen? God knows your heart. He knows you. That's what he really wants to know. So when you call on him again, say, Lord, you know, I've been waiting for this, and I'm a little nervous. God's saying, I know. I'll give you something else to do for a while, and then when I get that done, you'll be ready. Hallelujah. Because how many people know sometimes you're not ready to receive what you've asked for? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, deacons. But it was with Jesus. It all with Jesus. We have Jesus. People say, well, there's other Jesuses. There's other places to go. Other things to believe. I said, fine. You can believe whatever you want to believe. Once I have all I need, I don't have need for anymore. I have Jesus. People say, well, it's more than the God of the Bible. I say, good for you if you found something. I found Jesus. Well, there's other ways to heaven. I say, well, okay, maybe for you there is, but I found Jesus. I don't need to know. I have Jesus. I have enough to learn to grow closer to him. He took the wine and poured it into a cup, said, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. Other people won't teach you that. I didn't know that for many years until I saw it in the Bible myself. So why didn't anybody tell me that I could go to Jesus? And he simply said to drink and do this in remembrance of him. If he shed his blood for the remission of my sins, why do I have to do more than that? Ask God to forgive me. He knows my heart. Why do I have to convince somebody else's heart? Hallelujah. He didn't put any burdens on me. Why is somebody putting burdens on me? Hallelujah. We can all read that book. We all should read that. Enjoy reading it. They didn't even know him. Right there in front of them. Oh, I heard about you. Sit on my couch and let me talk to you. Tell me what you're teaching. What is it I'm missing? I don't know if I believe you, but talk to me. You teach me something. I know what the word says, but I don't believe you're him. So come and teach me. Bless me with your company. No, they didn't want that. They wanted a card trick. Oh, make some magic. They wouldn't believe it. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our deliverer.